So how are you today?
I've never had a handler before.
Well, yeah, he comes in because I guess.
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to do something.
Do you still
wrong.
Get the paper? Or budget cutbacks? Do you still get a paper
online.
At the office?
Huh? Online.
Online. See, and I don't think they have Jumble online. And, you know, if it mattered enough, I'd clip them out every day and mail them to him.
Maybe
you
just needed the free coffee.
Could be that, you know, could be that. But anyway, no reason for a handler here. I've been out of town. I've been gone, so I'm going to kind of allow you to have free rein here to talk about some things that are on your mind. You've been on council now for a little while and got your feet, on the ground.
Sort of wet.
There's some issues out there that I'm sure you're feeling about. I guess really, what's the biggest surprise since you've been on council for a while? What's different than you thought it was going to be?
This is not the answer that you're going to think I'm going to say.
Dang, okay, go ahead. You thought you got better pizza than that. No, okay.
Actually, no one believes me when I tell them this, but it is really interesting and fun.
Really?
No one believes
me.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I encourage every person that comes up and asks me, how's it going? How do you like it? I say I love it, and everyone should do it.
Wow.
And then everyone runs away from me.
Your meetings last forever, Julie.
Actually, they're shorter now.
Okay.
If you're watching,
they couldn't
they're
be any
a lot
longer.
Shorter. They're a lot shorter than they used to be. And sitting on the other side of the desk makes me a little more, I don't know, it just seems more interesting from that side.
Okay.
When you're sitting out in the audience, I do feel sorry for our staff that has to sit there. And sometimes a few of us tend to have to say a little more than necessary. I try not to be that person.
That's a good thing. Yeah, glad to hear that.
And so I think they're everything's going really, really well. Very cohesive council. I will say that, and other people have commented on that as well. We're on the same page about a lot of things.
Right. I know Chris came in to speak to the Arts Council, and this is something that you have been interested in for a long, long time, even long before you were in elective office. Like to get your view as one member of council as to how they're moving forward, because I'm thinking that at some point you want to definitely change the relationship between the city and the Arts Council.
And I had one of my first meetings was with Chris, because I had not really met him before, and I was very impressed.
This is Chris Dyer, who's the executive director,
right.
In case you don't know.
Okay. He talked about how the direction they were moving, how they were hoping to be, you know, a standalone organization like many in the community, getting funding from their members and from the community, doing fundraisers, and he presented to the council that they are doing that, and it's just kind of one of those things. We're going to wean them off. We can't just cut them off right now, but little by little, they are moving in that direction. I mean, the financing, you know, the funding for them is showing that, and they are out in the community fundraising.
And that's the hotel motel tax. Okay, and let's say, and I don't know how much you've got in the fund, but let's say that you diminish that by a significant amount. There's still going to be a pile of money there, and that's money that can only be used for specific things. As one member of council, what do you see as effective ways for using that hot money that that is not being used right now?
Well, we're in the process, and I know it was on the news about kind of revamping or helping revamp the CBB. They were given some tasks to take care of. Finding ways to do extended marketing and things like that probably won't happen with them this year, but hopefully that may be something, in my opinion, that could help out. An idea that I had that I've not been able to really work into the conversation just because the budget situation was really new to me and I was learning more than anything is funneling some of that money that we do send through the Arts Council to help affiliates, maybe having someone that is employed by the CVB be that liaison that connects to all those groups and keeps up with them. And it's their job to find out who's in charge, because, you know, I was an affiliate at one point, and those folks change over. They're run by volunteers, most of those groups, and it is hard to keep up with them. And funneling the money to a really professional marketing person is probably a better efficient way to spend our money than just handing it over to one of the smaller organizations and them trying to figure out what they're supposed to do with it in the way of marketing their event or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, when Chris would come in, there was a point in our show when he would bring affiliates in that I didn't even know existed.
Exactly.
Through no fault of their own, really. But, you know, there's some pretty neat opportunities out there, and I can see giving them a more professional voice would not be a problem.
I've always, just as my view, even, you know, working the chamber, even as a working with nonprofits, I've seen that as an issue. Trying to find one of those groups was sometimes hard because they're volunteers. There is no office. There is no professional person, paid person that's in charge of it. And it's they're in it for the theme of their group. They're not in it to be, you know, running this organization and knowing how to market it and all of that. They're into, if it's quilters, they're into quilting.
Because they like doing that.
That's right.
Yeah. Julie Schultz, a member of the College Station City Council, joining us. Again, as one member of council, don't think we've had an opportunity to talk to you about this. Budget's tough. It's been tough, and I think it's going to be worse next year. I really do, and I'll say that if people from the city of College Station don't necessarily want to. I think the cuts may be felt more then. Your point, after being on council for a while, what's your point of view as far as return on investment, ROI, what we need to do there, and some of the things that have happened as far as making changes within the organization?
Well, you know, as anybody that was around during the campaign, the three of us that were running in May and have been elected, a big issue was money and how we're going to streamline things at the City of College Station. And I was pleasantly surprised by the kind of take the bull by the horns attitude. The city manager and our financial person, Jeff Kirsten, made some massive cuts. We cut it by $2 million, and I think they're looking always at streamlining things to make things run more efficiently. I was very, very pleased with the budget that was presented as far as the cuts they made. And without us having a conversation as new council members, working on that ROI and getting out of that business. I mean, that's where they're going.
That's one side of the equation. That's the cut side. Now let's talk about the revenue side over there. Impact fees, are there some opportunities that you see where maybe not within a tax mode that the city will be able to generate some more revenue?
I think they are looking at maybe spending less on certain things and focusing on the necessities. And looking at police, for example, there's a couple of things that will probably come up next year that we need to do in addition to what we're already doing. And the city manager has assured us they're going to be able to find funding for that, and hopefully, unless the economy really, really changes to where we're not going to have a big tax increase and things like that. I mean, just from the voters, you know, they didn't really, the folks I talked to didn't really want to have additional fees tacked on every time you turn around. That was, you know, another issue. We want a streamlined government that does basic services, and let's try to keep us afloat. And then when things get better, we can go back into the things that are considered more luxury items.
Anything else on your radar screen?
I'm just moving ahead with there's two big projects that everybody knows about, I hope. The biomedical corridor, we're working things out with the City of Bryan, and that is a big thing coming our way, and everybody's very excited about that. It can only mean good things for our community as a whole. And the medical corridor that's just going to be up the street, we've really kind of ramped that up. Firming up plans on that right now, and that's also very exciting. There's a lot of folks that have shown interest in coming into this area, and it's a good time to be in College Station as far as I'm concerned.
Julie Schultz, member of the College Station City Council, with us this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.